Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with David Jacobson, who's with the Positive Coaching Alliance. He's also a coach and a sports parent. I'm also here with my brother, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
David, can you begin by telling me a little bit about the Positive Coaching Alliance?
Sure. Positive Coaching Alliance is a nonprofit based in Palo Alto, California, that was born out of the Stanford University Athletic Department. The mission is to transform youth sports so sports can transform youth. And we do this all over the country through about 1,500 workshops per year, mostly in major cities around the U.S. And we conduct these workshops for high school-age student-athletes, which is a small but increasing portion of our audience. The bulk of it, though, is toward youth sports and school sports leaders, parents, and coaches. And we've got separate workshops that address their specific needs and also basically try to teach them how to create an environment wherein youth athletes can focus not only on winning but also on learning life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
To bring all the different constituencies that I just mentioned into a system that helps youth athletes get the most possible out of sports and more than just scoreboard wins.
That's a great mission, and you certainly have a similar philosophy as we do. Now, I'm interested in hearing more about how to fill a young athlete's emotional tank. I know that that's one of your goals.
Right. There are several key principles that we use in our workshops, and one of them is filling the emotional tank. And we liken a child's emotional tank to a car's gas tank. When the tank is full, it runs well. When the tank is drained, it doesn't run at all. And the way to fill a youth athlete's tank is by a steady flow of specific, truthful praise, so that when you are ready to make a specific constructive criticism and make it calmly and rationally as part of the educational process of the sport for the child is much more open to it and confident in his or her ability and standing within the team and standing in the eyes of the coach and in the eyes of the parent, so that the criticism actually takes. And all the rest of the time that you're praising, you're obviously creating a great feeling for the child so that he or she wants to continue the work required to excel as an athlete and to therefore want to stay in the sport, want to engage further in the sport and take from it all the life lessons that that sport has to offer.
And now, how have you found that kids have reacted to this philosophy?
Well, first of all, you don't necessarily explain it to them point blank.
Right.
What you do is try to adhere to what we call the magic ratio, and this is based in years and years of sports psychology and educational psychology. Magic ratio is roughly five, again, truthful and specific praises to one constructive criticism. And the child reacts well for the reasons that I already stated, just the feeling of support that they get, a general feeling of acceptance and of worth. And then one other key way that, again, is probably not conscious with most children is that they feel in control because they get the sense that they're generally doing okay, which, of course, they generally are. And, you know, as an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, even 12-year-old soccer player, baseball player, et cetera, how wrong really wrong can you be doing things? You may be executing skills, you know, with varying degrees of success, but you're not really doing anything wrong.
Right. Now, Patrick, what's your opinion about this? I know we talk a lot in our program about the importance of giving positive feedback.
Well, I know from firsthand, I'm also a sports parent, David, and my daughter plays tennis. She's 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I know firsthand that that's one of her requirements when she's out there. A couple weeks ago, the coach was giving her some what he thought was very constructive criticism, and I was there observing, and it was very valid information. He was trying to teach her some skills in tennis, but he left out some positive encouragement, some positive reinforcement, and she got very upset because she felt he was picking on her, mm-hmm. basically. She can get a little emotional, as you know, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, she basically said to me, he told me nothing positive. He's not giving me any encouragement. So this is coming out of the mouth of a 9-year-old.
Right.
Who plays, you know, junior tennis or isn't even playing tournament tennis. It's just basically taking lessons and, you know, and playing with other people her age,
mm-hmm.
and is, you know, pretty advanced for a 9-year-old, but not to the point where she's actually playing in tournaments. But she already understands the value of I need the coach to say something positive. And I think what comes out of that for me is, what do you say to the coach in that instance, David? What do you transfer that to the coach? And do you, as a sports parent, do you say, you're not being positive enough? And then how do you approach the coach with that?
Well, you absolutely do, Patrick, and that's some of the things that we go over in our parent workshops that we conduct. You know, we tell the parents very explicitly, just as we have told your coaches, your kids' coaches, that there should be 5 praises to 1 criticism and to keep that kid's emotional tank full, you've got to keep the coach's emotional tank full. You're dealing with a volunteer, most likely, who's got a lot of other demands from his or her job or family, doesn't have to be there, is in what can be a pretty thankless position, and it's incumbent on parents to fill the coach's emotional tank as best they can. And again, it's not blowing wind up anybody's skirt or anything like that. It's truthful, specific praise. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
I simply just reflected what she had said to me back to the coach. Coach asked me why she was so upset, and I basically told the coach because she said you didn't give her any positive encouragement for what she was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to approach a coach. You act as if you're the reporter, and you don't put a lot of emotion into it.
One thing that we always recommend, given individual degrees of maturity and expressiveness and the overall relationship between the parent, the child, and the coach, is to have the child talk to the coach. You know, if your 9-year-old is, you know, unless she's like thoroughly intimidated and beside herself emotionally with whatever happened with that coach, have her talk to the coach and explain what she's feeling and why she reacted the way she did and any ways in which he might get more out of her, because ultimately that's what presumably all 3 of you are after.
And that's one of the lessons you learn is when you're in sports is how to talk to adults about things that aren't always easy.
Exactly. That's one of the great life lessons that can come out of sports is that it's one place where you and the adult are after the same thing. So often parents and children are adversarial because they want something different. But if the coach and the player and the parent all want the same thing, there's no reason that that can't work out.
Now, you say that often the parent and the player are adversarial. Can you say a little more about that?
Well, I'm just talking in general, you know, in the household where the parent wants the room clean and the kid doesn't want to clean the room. And, you know, automatically there's an adversarial relationship. In the sports environment, presumably the child wants to do well, the parent wants the child to do well, and the coach wants the child to do well.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that the equation is slightly different in the venue of sports than it is in the household and other places where an adversarial relationship is more likely.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other – you also talked about the player-parent relationship? Are there any other issues that you focus on?
We draw out in our workshops a lot of scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the dreaded car ride home after the game.
Mm-hmm. We've actually covered that one in one of our podcasts.
Well, let me try out and see how our take compares with some of the others you've had. What we advise is, first of all, the parent kind of take the kid's temperature almost non-verbally and see, you know, if he or she is very upset by the performance or the team result or what have you, to not feel compelled to necessarily bring up anything about the game in the car. You know, let that emotion rest a little bit and stew if necessary. When you do talk about it, we suggest parents really focus on asking questions and being prepared to listen rather than automatically diving into instruction or telling the child what he or she did wrong or how they could have done things differently, whether in terms of technical skills or attitude or anything else that manifests on the playing field. So it's important that the parent be poised to listen and ask open-ended questions that encourage conversation and feedback and give and take. And it's also important that the parent help empower the child in the conversation by really letting that child take the conversation where he or she feels it needs to go rather than where the parent needs it to go at that moment.
Now, we also talk a lot about these very same issues in our program. Patrick, do you have anything to add to that? David was just talking about the importance of listening and letting the child lead and being positive.
Yeah, I think all of them are really, really critical. And I think when talking about the car ride home, I really like the information, David, that you're talking about kind of getting a read on where they are from a nonverbal point of view and being more perceptive from there instead of just jumping in. Like, sports parents want to jump in and say, you know, why'd you drop the ball or why'd you miss the pass?
Mm-hmm. Not an easy question to answer, either one of those.
Yeah, and it can often be a very kind of an intimidating question, or put the child on the defense.
Sure.
And when I work with parents, I talk about the cool off period. You know, when your child comes out of the race, you know, they're emotional, their intensity is up, they're physiologically they're very high. Give it 10, 15, 20 minutes, even a half an hour to let everybody settle down. Cool heads will prevail, I think. Kind of like the old timeout, right? Like your mother used to say,
mm-hmm.
Count to 10. In this case, we're going to count to 20 minutes and let everybody cool down. I think better communication will happen there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If nobody is ready to communicate rationally, then no good is going to come out of that conversation anyway, and there's a great deal of harm that can come out of it.
Now, can you give us just one more tip, David, about how to support kids emotionally, how you want parents to support their kids in terms of filling their emotional tank?
One of the things that we try to do is what we call you're the kind of person who statements. And I hope I left enough time for ellipses after who there. So that if the child you know, messes up on a technical skill in the game, the parent might say something along the lines of, I saw how the ball bounced out of your mitt, and that must have been a real drag for you when it happened. But one of the things that I really like about you is you're the type of person who doesn't get dragged down by that and stay down. You're the type of person who continues to work hard at the game and is sure to get the most out of it because of that.
You know, Dave, we're going to have you back, if you don't mind, and I appreciate you taking the time today.
I'd be happy to call in again anytime. Thanks a lot for your help, Lisa and Patrick.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
take
David.
Care.
Thanks, Lisa.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.